We'll be discussing cases relevant to the right to refuse treatment. The first case in this series is the application of president and directors of Georgetown College, Inc., which was decided in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia in 1964. The question before the court regarded whether imminent danger of death trumps an incompetent patient's religious objections to emergency medical treatment in the District of Columbia. In this case, Mrs. Jessie Jones, who was a patient at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C., had a ruptured ulcer, resulting in her losing two-thirds of her blood. She required blood transfusions to perform a life-saving ulcer surgery, but her and her husband refused to consent to blood transfusions because of their religious beliefs as Jehovah's Witnesses. The surgeon said that the risk of surgery was too great without blood transfusions. When death without transfusions became imminent, the hospital applied to the district court for permission to administer blood transfusions over her objection. The district court judge refused to grant the petition, stating that the court had no jurisdiction over this matter. The hospital escalated this matter to the appellate court. In a single judge ruling, Judge J. Skelly Wright spoke with doctors about the medical facts regarding her condition and spoke with Mrs. Jones's husband. Her husband told Judge Wright that he would not approve a blood transfusion for his wife, but if the court ordered it, the responsibility was not his. Judge Wright attempted to communicate with Mrs. Jones, but she was unable to speak more than the phrase, quote, against my will. Judge Wright found Mrs. Jones incompetent to make medical decisions due to her medical state. In the holding of the case, Judge Wright granted permission for blood transfusions. Mrs. Jones recovered. Mrs. Jones and her husband subsequently filed an appeal for a rehearing. That appeal was denied. In Judge Wright's reasoning, he stated that there was a legal controversy to be decided, which contrasted with the lower court, who stated that the court had no jurisdiction. He argued that Mrs. Jones sought medical care and placed a legal responsibility on the hospital to provide her with proper care. Her refusal to accept the prescribed transfusion placed the hospital in a dilemma. Judge Wright cited the court order's treatment for sick children and compared Mrs. Jones to a sick child in that she could not make decisions for herself in her present mental state.